Shalom Vracha, we are continuing with David Melech's advice and the mahalach that he himself took for himself to bring ourselves to our goals in life, our tachlis, and have a pleasant life as we are doing so. So still in the middle of the psukim of Dalid, we mentioned that Dalid refers to the fact that Dal, I don't have anything of myself, and I learn from outside of myself. Derech pikudecho havineini. This is an important thing in life. If a person just thinks he knows everything by himself, he cannot make progress. If he has a type of attitude towards life, that he's always making himself aware of what's going on around him, and trying to learn from that, then he's a chochem. It says, Eizu chochem aloymed michol odom. That is a wise person. The more you can learn from, the wiser you are, because you're showing that you're interested in any opportunity of more wisdom. You don't limit yourself to one person or one type of person, or one situation even. So, der pikudecho havineini. The pikudim are the type of the mitzvahs that remind us of two things. They remind us of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the miracles He made for us, His chasadim for us. And there are also mitzvahs that train us and help us focus on the fact that we should be the type of person that's caring for the other people. For example, Hashavas Aveda, lending money, tzedakah, Mishpat Tzedek, judging people properly, all these type of mitzvahs. So David HaMelech is saying, help me learn from your great acts and the great values that you gave over to us. Havineini means not just know them, but understand them in a deeper level. To understand what's behind it. And this is the way we grow. We grow by looking into the Torah and see the values of Kodesh Baruch Hu, see the Kavayocha, the behavior of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And through that, we recognize that we are not in this world by ourselves. We are given this world to us. This world was given to us from Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. And once we see that, and we appreciate that, then Osicha b'Nifloisecho. I constantly speak and mention all the wonders that Hashem does. Because once again, if a person is primarily involved in himself, he's just thinking about himself the whole time. He doesn't open up his eyes to the wonders around him. But if he learns from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the great midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all the wonderful things Hashem does for us, and how Hashem tries to set us up to be that type of person, as a person who's not involved in himself, a person who emulates HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then by emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're basically focusing on the fact that we have so much from Him, and we're happy with what we have, and now we are opening our eyes to our surroundings, to see the what we can do, and also see the wonderful thing that Hashem gives us. So if we go with the pikudim of Hashem and learn from Hashem's way, then naturally brings us to the second state of Asicha b'Nifloisecho. This is a wonderful thing that a person could do in his life. Pay attention to all the niflois that are going around us and within us, just the human body, such a remarkable, unbelievable machine that Hashem gave us. And the highest level of perfection, highest level of complexity, better than on a higher level than any machine that we have, whether it be our eyes that are constantly are in focus. Everything we see is always in focus. You don't have to hold your head straight the entire time to see things. Hashem set us up in a fashion that we should have pleasant interaction with the world around us, but Niflisecho, to pay attention to these things. When we eat some food and we digest it and the body deals with the property, breaks it down, and the undesirable parts leave the body and the desired parts are broken down to their components and used to keep the body going, give it its energy and rebuild itself. These are all niflois of Hashem. How so many things interact in such a complex fashion just for our benefit. Kamavan, the niflois of how Hashem watches over Klal Yisrael, even our present situation that we're living through and going through. there's a lot of very hard things that we're going through right now. But together with that, we see the voice. Hashem is watching over us. And life goes on. And it's just all here to wake us up, to appreciate more of what we have. If we do so, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll bring ourselves close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have more Siyata Shemayna, what we do every day. And when a challenge comes up, we'll realize this is part of that master plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is all there for us, for our chasodim, for our benefit. And focus on the nefloyes around us. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll be zeich to the fact that the more we appreciate the wonders of Hashem, the more Hashem will give us even more and greater wonders. You should see the Yeshua's Hashem, clarifying.